بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب الإيثار والمواساة. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. وقال تعالى: ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا، إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا، إنا نخاف من ربنا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا. صدق الله العظيم. As we mentioned previously, there is a link between the chapters which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings. We find that on the cusp of the chapter which deals with the prohibition of miserliness and excessive greed, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought a new chapter, Babul Ithar wal Muwasat. Ithar literally translates to give preference to others over oneself. Someone has something in a limited quantity, he has a need for it, and at the same time his fellow Muslim or fellow human being has a need. Ithar is to give preference to the need of the fellow human being over oneself. Muwasat, ulama mentioned, is a slightly lesser level of ithar. It has connotations of sympathy, of offering comfort. So in other words, the chapter which deals with giving preference to others, sympathizing with others and comforting others. When it comes to Ithar, what we call giving preference to others over oneself, ulama ikram mentioned that generally there are three categories of this, or three types of this. The first type, even though the intentions may be the best of intentions, in the Shariat, this type of ithar is not permissible. For example, if the quantity that is limited is something that is essential to carry out an obligatory duty or responsibility in Islam. Example, there is a limited amount of water, just enough for one person for himself to make wudu. The time for Fard Salah has come, wudu is obligatory upon him. Now he decides at that time to make ithar, to give preference, give this water to someone else so that that person may make his wudu and he himself will make tayammum. In that instance, ulama ikram mentioned this type of ithar will not be permissible. Why? Because it will necessitate him failing to fulfill a compulsory shari obligation. So in that instance, you will not give preference to someone else. You will first discharge what is farz, what is obligatory upon yourself. The second type of ithar, this there is a difference of opinion. Some ulama feel it is makruh, some feel it is permissible. Very often you will note that sometimes the time for salah comes and there is only one spot in the first saf available. At that time, some people feel it's something of virtue to give preference to someone else over that spot, relinquish the spot to someone else. Here, ulama ikram, like I said, there's a difference of opinion. Some feel that no, if you have an opportunity to make your salah in the first saf, you should not be giving preference to someone else in that. Why? Because this will result in what we call i'raad anil khair. It will result in you no longer going that extra mile to do some good deed. First it will be, okay, let me give other people a chance, this is why I'm the reed in the back. And then eventually that drive within you to try to make all your salah in the first saf, etc., that will gradually leave a person. So some ulama feel that you don't give preference even in such instances to others over yourself. Others feel that because it is something that is nafil, it's not obligatory, it's not farz. So if you give preference to someone else, in that instance, here also you will be rewarded. However, there is a slight variance to this. For example, if the person you are giving preference to is maybe your father, somebody elderly, or is somebody senior, then it's a different matter. There you will give preference to the person over yourself. And the third type of ithar is what will be discussed in this chapter, wherein we give preference to someone else over ourselves when it is not aspects of ibadat that are being sacrificed. And we find that this quality, giving preference to others over themselves, especially at the time of need, when it came to basic requirements of life, etc., history fails to produce an example that can even come close to comparing with the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly the Ansar of Medina. We find that the situation was that the Muhajireen had left their homes, left their families, left their livelihoods, had done great sacrifice and made hijrah to Medina Munawwara. Now when they came to Medina Munawwara, in most instances all they had was the clothes on their back. They were penniless. At this time, the Ansar of Medina, that is the residents of Medina Munawwara, the Sahaba of Medina Munawwara, the manner in which they embraced these Muhajireen, the manner in which they gave up even their basic essentials of life, considering these people to be their brothers. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established what we call muakhat, the brotherhood of Islam. Like I said, the annals of history fails to produce an example like this. And we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran acknowledges this. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. Allah Ta'ala specifically mentions the Ansar of Medina. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. Allah says they had true love for those that made hijrah towards them. And they gave up the basic essentials of life. They produced, wallah, my respected brothers, they produced that example of the brotherhood of Islam, of sympathy for your fellow Muslim brother, of empathy, of giving up your basic right for your fellow Muslim brother, that it is difficult for us to even put into words the type of qurbani and sacrifice that was given. Hazrat Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, in his Hayatul Sahaba, he devotes an entire chapter towards this, the brotherhood of Islam that was established as a result of hijrat. And in this he mentions many, many incidents. The first incident which he mentions is that which occurred between Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sa'd bin Rabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sa'd bin Rabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a resident of Medina Munawwara. He was from amongst that first six Sahaba, Abul Haytham bin Tayhan, Ubadah bin Samit, Sa'd bin Rabi, Asad bin Zurara, Abdullah bin Rawaha, and Nu'man bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhum. These were six Sahaba that in the 11th year of Nubuwwat took bayat at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Aqaba in Mina. And this formed the foundation for Hijrah. First year it was six, then next year it was 12, the third year it was 72. 70 men, 2 women, Umm Mani and Umm Amara radiallahu anhum ajma'in. And then the order for Hijrat was given. So amongst that first group was Sa'd bin Rabi'ah. When Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to contextualize this, a total complete stranger. The only link between these two people, they had never met each other. One was from Medina, one was from Makkah. They had never met each other. The only link between them was Iman and Islam. So Abdurrahman bin Auf comes penniless to Medina Munawwara. Sa'd bin Rabi is a prominent Ansari Sahabi, a prominent person of Medina. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, from this day onwards, this person is your brother. What is the reaction? Sa'd bin Rabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says to Abdurrahman bin Auf, Inni aktharu ahli al-madinati malan, fanzur shatra mali lak, wa tahti imra'atan. He says that in the whole of Medina, you will not find anybody who is more wealthy than me. Inni aktharu ahli al-madinati malan. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you are my brother, from today half my wealth belongs to you. I have two wives, you choose which one you prefer, I will divorce her after iddat, you get married to her. Only on the basis of the brotherhood of Islam. This is that exemplary level of ithar, giving preference to your fellow Muslim brother over yourself for the love of Allah subhanahu and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any worldly benefit whatsoever. This is that type of example, like I said, which the annals of history fails to produce examples like that. So the first verse of the Quran Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings underneath this chapter refers to not this incident particularly, but another incident which, as the Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi in his Fazail-e Amal mentions this incident. We would have read it at some point or the other. But nevertheless, also a similar incident wherein we find that here one is ithar, one is to give preference to someone over yourself. The other is where ithar reaches such a level where the thing that you are giving up, you have a dire need for it. One is you can live with it, you can live without it also. Then you give preference to someone else over yourself. Here is when you are yourself, have a dire need for it. Even at that time to give preference to the next person. Like very often our Jamaat brothers in their 6 points, they talk about the goat head that went to 7 houses in Medina Munawara. Each one gave it to their neighbor, and the neighbor gave it to the next neighbor. Despite the fact that they were hungry. Sahabi is on a battlefield, last gasp of life. Somebody brings water for him. He hears someone else gasping. Even at that point, such was the mizaj and temperament of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give preference to their Muslim brother over themselves, that even at the time of dire need and necessity, they would still consider the right of the next person over themselves. Now, if we compare that with our situation, unfortunately today, people on our doorsteps are going hungry. People are in great need, great hardship, great difficulty. Leave giving preference to them over ourselves, we flagrantly flaunt our wealth in front of them. People on our doorsteps don't know where the next meals are going to come from. Yet, the type of car, the type of dressing, the type of functions, the type of our homes, we are splashing out thousands, if not millions, on unnecessary extravagances when people right on our doorstep are in such dire need and necessity. This goes against the very spirit of ithar and giving preference, which the Shariat, which Islam, which the akhlaq and character of Islam demands that we develop within ourselves. This is why in this heading Imam Nawawi rahimullah brings the second part, muasat. One is preference, the other is feel the plight of the next person. Empathize, have sympathy. Try to be in a situation where you comfort the next person. This is muasat. And we find that amongst the special virtues of the month of Ramadan, which is just passed, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to this month as that, where he said, Shahrul Muasat. This is the month of mutual sympathy. This is the month of feeling the plight of the next person. Shall I continue?